was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB at TSB Ski. Hey, where's King? Where's at Jeromney? He's got stuff going on, so he can't make it today. We'll try to move forward without him. It'll be fine. But again, tweet at us at one of those handles I mentioned earlier. Also on Discord. Get in the Discord. We let you know when we're recording, what we're doing, lists, movies, all that good stuff. You can let us know your suggestions for stuff in there. Sports Brewery on Discord. Also on Twitch every Thursday. Probably going to be Wednesday starting next week.
Could be changing, yeah.
Stay tuned on
baseball
that.
Schedules.
So. Yeah, stay tuned on that. Get in the Discord. We'll keep you posted as soon as we know. Like schools, kid sports, all sorts of stuff happening right now. And so schedules change. Availabilities change. My kid does not play sports, so I'm good. But King has two of them, and they play sports. And so he's the opposite of good in terms of in terms of scheduling things at night. It is what it is. We'll do our best. Movie this week, if you want to watch it and listen to us talk about it on Sunday, is Tetris. It is on Apple TV Plus. It's a good time. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Apple TV Plus, which currently has three total things to watch on it. So
it's got 10 total things.
Fair enough.
Plus baseball and MLS.
Yeah. By the way, I love this. I love what Booble's doing in the chat right now. Spreading the rumor that King moved to Seattle and is a big Husky guy now. Keep that going. If he's not going to show up, I guess he's just a Husky fan now. I guess that means that's what it is. If you bail on this pod, you're a big Husky hunk. That's all that means. That's what that tells me.
I heard he's teaming up with Softy up there doing that show
now. Is he doing a Softy pod?
I think he's doing the Softy pod there.
I don't like the way that sounds. Doing a Softy pod. So Brogan,
is there a
Brogan
worse name? Is there a worse name for a fucking sports
Softy
guy than Softy? I mean,
It's real bad. It's real
That's bad.
It was like he's kind of weird because he played a. Like he was playing a role for a while, and then he sort of turned into the role because he was playing like over the top Husky guy who's like a honk, and you know, Don James for president, like whatever that kind of stuff. And then he absolutely turned into that person, like a real person, because he would call into radio shows and be like, you know, he'd play the part like ha ha ha, tongue in cheek, joking around. But then like later on, once Twitter became a thing. He's absolutely that person now. Like he is not ironic at all. That's just who he is.
Well, when you find your following, you kind of stick with it. And there's a lot of crazy Husky honks out there that think exactly the same as the original character he came up with.
Yeah, man. I can't really fault him. Like if you can make money doing it and it's not really hurting anybody, like fuck it.
No, it's not like the right winger people that go for the gimmick, you know, like the Jason Whitlocks everyone that follows the team is a honk to some extent. He just kind of goes a little farther with it than others.
All right, where should we start? I don't know. I mean, it took me a bit. Like, there is sports that happened this week.
There was sports.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, all we have right now is baseball. What are we even going to do? Like we were saying, like, there's no sports on TV right now. Unless you want to watch some really random European soccer match. What was it? The Tigres?
It was CONCACAF, I believe.
Oh, it was CONCACAF? All right. Watch some...
Which is a fake thing, but...
Yeah, it's not real. I mean, anybody can come up with an acronym at this point. Start by calling Willie Taggart, Booble says. That's true. By the way, if you're in our Discord, somebody in our Discord might have doxed Willie Taggart's phone number. So if you want that, join the Discord.
I, I think there's a safe chance old Willie ain't rolling with that same number, but
you say that, but who changes phone numbers?
I haven't since I got my first phone.
No, dude.
Same phone number.
I've had my cell number forever. Like the only way you like change your cell phone number is if somebody discovers your cell phone number and starts like, and you're a famous person. That's pretty much it.
I know King has the story to it. He was with the person that did it, but they somehow got a hold of Tommy Lasorda's number.
Ooh.
And they called Tommy Lasorda, and he was not happy.
No. With him. That's
too bad he's in Seattle. Otherwise, he could tell the Tommy Lasorda call.
Sorry. Totally. By the way, Booble says, I've ported my number like 4 times. Yeah, totally. You keep the number, dude. Even when you switch carriers, you keep that fucking number no matter what. I used to, like, Booble knows this. I used to work in that industry and, like, convincing people, like, people getting convinced to just get a new phone number for a phone deal. Like, that's part of it a lot of the times is you have to, like, get a new number. You have to get a new, like, phone, blah, blah, blah. And people who, like, will legitimately get a new number is amazing to me. It's amazing. You want one of those, like, 971 numbers, dude? You're a fucking loser. How do you know you're a loser? You have a 971 area code. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I have a buddy that lived in Hawaii for over 10 years and currently lives in L.A. for the last 3 or 4. Still has the same 541 area code number.
541? Yeah. No doubt, dude. Like, WCP, I'm not trying to see what you're putting in the chat right now. Like, you're go along with the narrative, okay, bud? He's saying, like, it's probably one of his assistant's phone numbers. He's the one who signed for it. Say, like, whatever. I'm not trying to hear that.
It's the bit. We gotta
yeah, go along with the bit, man. What's your problem? Surprise list by Booble. Top 3 sports people you'd want to prank call.
Mm.
The thought process for that, like, would it be fun to call them and know that they're a hard ass and would cuss you out? Or would you want to, like, prank them and you know they're a cool dude who you actually want to talk to?
I think, like, prank calling Bobby Knight would be entertaining.
Panella would be good. Just to, like, the image you have of him turning red. Both of them, by the way, like, turning beet red immediately.
And, like, I think it'd be more fun to...
Once you hang up, you know they're like, bam, 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 bam! Like, just destroying their phone. Their landline, which they both definitely have, because they're olds.
Well, that's why they're old, so you text, you fuck with them with texting, because then they don't know what to do.
you offer them a deal for their credit card number.
Or just anything.
Get Lou Piniella's card number. Frank Martin. Who's Frank Martin? Who is that? Booble said Frank Martin. I don't know who that is. So somebody you'd want to prank. Like, somebody who has a good sense of humor. Like, I feel like that'd be... Like, Kittle or something. I feel like that'd be fun, but also he would think it's funny, so it sort of defeats the purpose. Like, if you're pranking somebody, the idea is for them to get pissed, right?
I think it'd be fun to prank A-Rod because I think he's gullible enough to, like, follow along with the prank for a while.
There you go. Or you just find a dumb person. Yeah, absolutely.
And the question, am I going, like, full, like, kind of Jerky Boys prank call with it?
Oh, my God! I can't get it out of my ass! Shaquille O'Neal, I need your help!
Hey, listen here, jerk-off.
Yeah, jack off.
Under that one. They always had one of those characters with them.
Man, Jerky Boys.
Not terrible movie, the Jerky Boys movie. Not terrible.
You know you're an old when you're bringing up the Jerky Boys movie, by the way. Like, that was a long time ago. Do people even know who that is anymore?
So is Crank Anchors. No, definitely not. But, yeah, Crank Anchors is old, too. But man, no one knows who fucking Jerky Boys is. That's not 35 plus, at least.
By the way, the fact that we're talking about prank calls shows we're old, because you can't prank call people anymore because there's no landlines. It's all cell phones.
Like, you can still *69, can't you? But no one answers unknown numbers. So
somebody in the chat do a *69 right now. Like, I want to see what happens. Like, with your cell phone, do a *69. See what happens. Very curious. Prank call Skip Bayless. but like over and over, just keep calling back. That's good. Star 6-9, man. See, these are all. Let me pull up youngsters. Pull up youngsters. These are all things from the late 90s, early 2000s that we used to do for fun. Did you ever actually prank people? I did that a couple times.
Before there was caller IDs, yeah. It was a lot easier to prank people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did one, like, this was the only time that I actually got, like, somebody who actually star 6-9'd us and called back was when I wasn't pranking somebody. I literally called the wrong number and, like, hung up immediately and then called the right number and went through my call. I was literally a kid. And so, like, but later on, the dude, like, called and was like cussing out my mom. He's like, somebody just fucking called over here and hung up on me. It's like, rah. And my mom's like, nobody fucking called you, dude. Like, settle down. Why are you yelling at me? It's me and my child here eating dinner. What's your problem?
Oh, that was a big thing.
And I lied my ass off too, by the way. There was like an adult yelling and I'm like, I better just fucking plausible deniability. Like,
Oh yeah.
It's like, nah, mom, I was right here with you. What do you mean? I didn't do anything. Whatever happened to that guy? All right, sports. No king to do the sports.
Nope.
So I sent you a video of this. I'm curious if anybody else saw this as well. So like the Premier League ref that like hit the guy this week. So it was is Liverpool. And the match ended. Dude is like it's way after the match ended. Like everybody's like leaving the field. One of the officials starts walking away and the Liverpool player like goes up to him and like tries to talk to him and sort of grabs his arm. And the ref goes like this with his elbow, like raises his elbow up and basically hits him in the jaw. And is like hits him in the jaw with his elbow. And then is like, get the fuck off me, and then keeps walking away. And so they got it on video, and I remember like when it happened this week, everybody was like, even the NBC analysts, they were talking about it. They're like, this guy's fired. Like the number one goal you have as an official is to maintain the player's safety. And if you're throwing elbows at players' jaws, like you cannot keep your job. And I was like, my first reaction was like, man, I feel bad for this dude because it takes a long ass time to become a Premier League official. Like you have to start at lower levels. You have to work your way up a long time to finally get to that level. And he just did one thing and he's going to lose his whole career over it because like nobody will hire him, like all that stuff. Because that's what we assume as like, so like if an ump punched a player like Mike Trout gets elbowed in the jaw by an ump, that ump is gone. Like Major League Baseball fires him. He's gone.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Or like Scott Foster actually like punches Chris Paul or elbows Chris Paul. We know he doesn't like him, but
I think they need to start encouraging these soccer refs to do that, because so many of these whiny little soccer players always come up and like try to turn the ref towards them. You deserve to get fucking punched in the face for doing shit like that.
Can't touch me, man. Yeah. No, that
I don't blame this guy. He's trying to pull him over to look at him. I'd say, get the fuck off me. You throw an elbow at him. Yeah. I'm 100% fine with that ref.
That was another thing, too, is like, is Mitrovic for Fulham, like a couple weeks ago. He absolutely deserved to be suspended just based on what he did, but like, his teammate got a red card for a play. He ran up to the official out of nowhere, physically turned the official around, like with his hands, and then like started pointing and yelling right in his face. He also got a red card, got kicked out. He got banned for 8 games. Like he got an 8-game suspension for that. And this official elbows dude in the face. And he, by the way, like they just announced it today, like they're not going to, Premier League's not going to do anything to him. So
yeah,
like the official doesn't get punished at all, which is
good.
Man, that's crazy.
He should. I mean, because that's the one rule in baseball is like you could stand in front of an ump and fucking light him up, but once you touch him, then things can go off the rails.
Yeah,
that's should be the same for soccer. You could argue your case about your fucking whiny bullshit card or foul you wanted kind of shit, but once you touch the ref, they should be kicked out, one, or let the refs just start swinging, one or the other.
Let them start swinging.
Let them start swinging. That'll fucking reality check these fucking piece of shit soccer players real quick.
You know, speaking of, this is really good timing. Like I said earlier, I have the Stanford and Oregon game on. Like, remember when Bo... So I'm remembering this now because I'm seeing it, but when Bo Nix got hit on the sideline and, like, Seven McGee got kicked out for swinging his helmet at the dude, it's, like, really good timing, this conversation and that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's funny watching Premier League fights, like, quote-unquote, because there's specific things that they have to do to get red cards. So, like, if you're a player and you're in another player's face, really the only thing you can do that will get you a red card besides, like, punching a dude, if you, like, headbutt a guy or, like, get your, like, hit him with your head at all, you're gone. So you'll see guys, like, get really close and go like this. Like, they'll get in each other's face talking shit, but then they'll, like, back away because they know they'll get a red card if they do anything more.
What was that, was that last week where Harry Kane just, like, took a phantom punch and went down and the guy got red card and booted?
He gone.
Yeah.
Can't do it, man. That's, like, the one thing they protect. That's the thing, though, is, like, that's the one thing they protect over anything else is concussions and, like, getting hit in the head. And this ref just elbowed him in the jaw, man.
Perfectly fine with it.
I'm not super duper angry about it either. Like, if you, so, by the way, like, if I'm just a regular person and somebody is, like, yelling at me and walks, like, runs up real quick and grabs my arm to pull me towards them, I'm throwing my elbow up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
at the very least, I'm throwing my elbow, like, man, get the fuck off me. Like, what do you think you're doing?
But, see, I think it should go a step.
Lower your tone.
Yeah. It should go a step further, like, Mexican officials. They should be able to carry, like, a gun or a knife. Because shit gets wild on those Mexican...
No.
Do you see the shit that happened to these poor guys out there?
I have, yeah.
They get fucking murdered. They literally get murdered.
They actually need security just for them. Like, I'll agree with you there. Like, I think maybe carrying a gun on the field is a bad idea.
Right. That's why I said a knife, you know, just a couple stab wounds if needed. But, yeah... I don't know what it is, but soccer players, they are some of the weirdest bunch of fucking athletes I've ever seen.
No doubt. I love that, Booble. He said he'd pay Scott Foster's salary if he hit Chris Paul. whatever the fine is, dude, I'll pay it.
Scott Foster's already doing that by not letting Chris Paul ever win a game he officiates. He knows exactly what he knows. He can't punch him, so he's doing the next thing he actually can do. That's making him lose every game.
That's one of the best long-running storylines in sports, dude, is the fact that Chris Paul's never won a game that Scott Foster has officiated. It's fucking incredible. It's like statistically impossible, but here we are. Like, you can't do anything 100% of the time, especially when you have that many games that he's officiated. Bonkers.
Well, I think they started not having him do Chris Paul games, really, because of this.
WCP says he's got 5 on it. I say we start, like, a GoFundMe. He does it, there's a GoFundMe up that night. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, we are.
All right, so other sports.
We can stay in the NBA. Stay in the NBA with Dame. You know, that came out, was it 2 days ago? Him saying, almost kind of giving, I mean, in player talk, kind of giving an ultimatum to the Blazers front office saying, you know, I'm not going through a 2 or 3 year rebuild, essentially. You go out and get me some actual players, or it sounds like he's gone.
Yeah.
And I think he's gone.
I think he should absolutely be doing what he's doing. Like, I really appreciate him and the fact that he has been loyal, you know, all these years. Like, we're talking 10 plus years, dude. It's crazy to think about. But, like, the fact that he's been as loyal as he has been for as long as he's been, like, is great. Like, it's why he's going to go down as the best Blazer ever. Like, my favorite Blazer ever. Like, he's great. But also, the franchise has shown him none of that in return. So and especially right now, they hire, like, to be fair, like, Dame vouched for Billups. Like, Dame wanted Billups. That's on him, man. Like, you backed the wrong guy. We knew he wasn't going to be a good coach before they hired him. He hasn't been a good coach since they hired him. But, like, in terms of building the roster, like, they don't do it. Like, they make these little moves. They draft guys, and then it's like, again, it's Portland, so signing a big name free agent just isn't a thing. So you know you got to do it another way, and they haven't done it.
No, and they missed too many, they had too many injuries and too many missed draft picks is kind of what really happened. And like you said, they can't get the real free agent to come. I don't know how
it's the circle. It's the vicious cycle, because they draft the guys. They're like, okay, these guys are good. We hope they're going to turn into really good. And so we throw too much money at them to keep them. Just because that's the only way they can do it, is you have to overpay the guys you already have to build your roster. And you hope they turn into stars. Like, they got Nurk. Like, Nurk was part of a trade. And then they're like, okay, Nurk had a good year. Like, oh, shit, is he actually going to be a good big? Like, the first good big Portland's ever had? And then, you know, sure enough, he just has stayed exactly the same ever since. And, you know, it goes back a long ways. Like, you overpay Batum. Like, you overpay everybody just so you can have some semblance of a competitive roster. But getting
They also miss the timing of dealing guys as well. Like, if they would have dealt McCollum a year earlier, they could have got more draft capital for him. Same thing with the Aldridge. They let him drag on too long, and by the time he hits, you know, when they could get rid of him, he's not worth as much.
Aldridge just retired, right?
I believe he finally did,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't, you know, they've thrown out names like Jaylen Brown. How the fuck are you going to get Jaylen Brown?
What are you going to give them for Jaylen Brown? Like, you would have to give them Dame. Like, and that defeats the purpose. Like, who on this roster are you going to give up for Jaylen Brown?
Well, you give them
Sharp and Simons.
And assuming they get a top five pick wherever they end up in the lottery here. And I don't know what their future first rounders. I mean, you might have to give one of them as well.
And by the way, what are you getting in return? Another elite guard.
Like, Brown's a small forward. I'll give him that. He's not a true guard.
Well, he's not a big. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. He's not.
So again, like, what has Portland always had? Good guards and nothing else. It's a vicious cycle. Vicious cycle.
And also right now you're dealing with a front office that we don't really know who's in charge and if anyone actually gives a shit.
Exactly. What ownership's actually going to look like in the next few years?
So I'm with you. If they can't miraculously get the one pick and get Wembanyama, if they can't somehow work a trade, you can't just get Jaylen Brown too. Adding him and losing Sharp and Simons and some other, that's not going to help the team. Unless they pull a miracle and get Jaylen Brown and a decent big as well. I think the option is to trade Dame and try to recoup capital.
Yeah, that's sort of the problem, is you would need to find a guy who is about to get a new deal. And the team he's on is not willing to pay him for that new deal. So that's what you'd have to do if you're Portland. You would have to find somebody desperate to get rid of somebody and then hope they take sort of a low-end good deal for them. So, like, just Simons and a draft pick or something like that. So then you're losing a great young player. Simons is a great young player, but you're at least replacing him with a star. That's what you got to hope for. And then you got to pay the dude. That's a whole nother thing, but
yeah. See, and the other big problem is, you know, what Gobert got, what Minnesota dealt to get Gobert. I trying to figure out if that's going to kind of set the bar for what, I mean, he's, super, very loose term of superstar and Gobert. I mean, Jaylen Brown's worth more than what Gobert got.
For sure, yeah.
And I don't think the Blazers have anywhere near that. So I think they're kind of fucked, honestly. I think they're very fucked.
Forever and ever. Like, is that ever going to change?
No. Not until you get a front office in there that somehow wants to win and could somehow pull free agents. I just don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. It's interesting. We'll see, you know, like, because Dame is going to be gone here soon. So we'll see what that actually looks like. Like, what the Blazers are going to look like after that. Because you're, you know, the Blazers are going to have to be a really young team full of, you know, promising young players. And they could end up being good. Like, we've seen that happen before where, like, a team gets...
Look at the Kings right now.
Yeah.
Look, that's... The Kings did that. They ate shit for 15 fucking years or whatever it is. And they missed on young guys and just couldn't get together. And just finally it clicked.
They finally hit on young guys. Yeah.
And they managed to pull Sabonis, who not quite a superstar, but pretty good. They got him as a free agent. So that might be their best choice, is to get lucky. It's all it is get draft picks and get lucky.
Basically. And that's what they were with Damon Aldridge. Like, you know, they hit really well on two really good draft picks.
Well, they did that with Roy and Oden. They just got hurt.
Yeah.
Also, you just got to get fucking lucky. I mean, look at Zion Williams now. That's turning into a pretty big bust, and New Orleans just get fucking bounced in the play-in game.
Pretty much, yep. Would we trade Dame for the number one pick? Asked Boo.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Because injury, Wembanyama is generational.
Here's the question, though. Like, so we're talking about Dame and then swapping first round picks, and so the Blazers are going to have a lottery pick. So obviously that's what we're talking about, right? Like, swapping first round picks and
Dame. Oh no, if you trade Dame, you would get the one. So you'd have the Blazers would have like the one and the four or five or whatever.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think a team would do that. Like.
Dame's worth some ones still right now.
No, but like, wouldn't they want to swap picks? Or are we just saying straight up Dame for the number one? Because yes,
and some more maybe, but I don't think a team's getting rid of the one this year.
Yeah, like
if you're gonna
trade Dame, that's what you'd want to do. You want to get the best young player available because that's what your franchise is going to be moving forward. It's going
to
be
you try to swap one franchise for a potential franchise.
Exactly. Yep. And also, the Kings hired an actual coach, not a mediocre player.
That helps us. That helps as well.
That does help.
Who's the mediocre? Sabonis? Is that what he's talking about? What, mediocre player with one good year?
No, not. He's saying Billups is a mediocre player who had one good year.
Yes. All right.
I think he's better than mediocre. He was a good player. To be fair. So should we stay in the NBA? Because like Ja Morant sued that teenager. We could talk about that. I don't necessarily think we have to talk about that, but it happened.
It's just a bad move by Ja. He's finally trying to get past this all. You don't bring it back up. This is like Brett Favre trying to sue McAfee and Shannon Sharp. Why would you want to bring this back into the spotlight of you being a terrible person?
It's amazing. And if the kid did all the things you're saying he did... Because like a big thing in the lawsuit is that the kid and his mom violated a court order by leaking sealed documents. And that right there gets a case thrown out. So the case against you is going to get thrown out because of that. So just fucking walk away, dude. Like,
well,
let it go.
Him saying the kid throwing a basketball near his face could have put his career in jeopardy.
No. The funniest thing in that is the kid walked towards him with a clenched fist, like he was wanting to fight. It's like, really? You wrote that down and put it in a lawsuit, dude. An 18-year-old now 18-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid at the time. Really, dude? Man, that's a bad look.
You gotta let this thing die.
He did.
Have it go away.
He did. Like, there is an argument that he did cost him money because he didn't make the All-Star team. And, you know, it's as dumb as the All-Star game is, like, it's in players' contracts where they actually get money for making the All-Star game, and he has that in his deal, and he didn't get the All-Star game mostly because of this. So,
was it from that, or was it from the strip club? I don't know which.
It's a good point. It's a combination, and that's what the defense will try to prove. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that there's really much else to say about that, but
yeah,
it's real stupid. Let's talk about what WCP just brought up. That Dan Snyder sold or agreed to a deal to sell the Washington football team.
Washington football team.
$6 billion, which is $1.5 billion more than Denver. So it's officially the most a team has been sold for. It's going to go to Josh Harris, who also owns the Devils and the Sixers. And the group is apparently includes Magic Johnson, which is crazy. Magic Johnson just,
I think there's a lot
owning everything.
I think there's a lot of big names in this group. Probably
there's another billionaire other than Harris in this group. So honestly, the most interesting, you know, besides the fact that a total douchebag once again is going to, you know, be a total douchebag, get forced out of a thing and still make $6 billion. Did you see about the Bezos angle? Cause like it's crazy. Cause Bezos was apparently one of the bidders for the team, but it, like, a lot of people are saying it wasn't actually a legit bid. He was only there to drive up the price.
Yes, I know Snyder hates Bezos already. So saying Bezos, does that potentially make sense?
No, but that helps him, though. Because if Bezos, they called him, he said he was playing the boogeyman. But Bezos driving up the price helps Snyder, though, right? So, like, are they friends or do they hate each other?
I'm pretty sure they hate each other. And I think Bezos actually wanted the team.
Okay.
I don't know how legality that could have been, the legal aspect to it with, you know, whatever else he owns that's involved with the NFL. But he wants a team bad.
Bezos does?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he has endless money. So
that
was the angle, too, is like he could easily outbid $6 billion, like easily. It's not even a competition, but he didn't. And so that's why people are like, he only was in there just to make Snyder more money and push the price up. I don't know.
I don't think anyone's trying to help fucking Dan Snyder get any more money.
I don't know. Billionaires hang out with other billionaires, so who knows? Yeah, Booble says, I find it hilarious that an NFL team is going to sell for $3 million less than the WWE. $3 million or billion? How much did the WWE sell for? 6.3, is that it? 3 billion he's meant. Yeah, okay. So 9 billion. Yeah, Vince McMahon. So I didn't watch any of WrestleMania just because I don't have Paramount, but McMahon's not looking good, right?
I think it was Peacock. Is WrestleMania.
I see
Vince McMahon looks like Vincent Price right now.
Yeah, man.
A lot of memes of that.
Not doing well. I mean, use that 9 billion and I don't know. Work on that. That's a mean thing to say.
Well, I don't know if he ended up getting divorced too, because I remember he had some Trumpian payoff some women things and possibly some illegal sexual activities as well. But
all I know about his family is what I've seen on the WWE. So I definitely remember from back in the day. I remember his, I guess, ex-wife. Remember her just from that. I remember his daughter from TV, and then she married Triple H, and then I saw Shane McMahon tore his quad the other day.
Ooh.
So
yes,
again, he's also really old.
Like, he is old as shit.
They should not be doing that anymore. They're gonna hurt themselves like they did.
Yes.
Booble says he's been divorced for like 20 plus years. Okay, yeah.
I guess they just work together.
I definitely remember his ex-wife, though. Like, from WWF.
Linda McMahon.
Yeah, Linda, dude. From WWF, dude. Good times, man. Good times. Now, that's the reality TV I would watch, is the McMahon family back in the day.
Did you see there's a new reality show coming out of Stallone and his family?
Oh, man. Isn't he? He's getting divorced too, right? Isn't that a thing we saw?
Is that a thing we saw? I can't remember, but he's got like three or four daughters.
Yeah.
That are pretty good looking as well, which I'm.
Stay away from my daughter. Ew.
It's got to be gold. The show's got to be gold.
I don't know, man. He seems pretty fucking boring.
I hope it's maybe the daughter's just like kind of ripping on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And him kind of just being clueless.
He's
like, what are you talking about?
He's a punching bag. What? Punching bag for his daughters. Yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. There's some football this week. Odell goes to the Ravens. So that's a one-year deal. Lamar Jackson's also a one-year deal. I don't know that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to actually be good.
And coming off another knee injury? And
I don't think their team is going to be good. Like, Lamar's great. Like, I would love to have Lamar on the 49ers, but Odell Beckham Jr. is your answer? Like, oh, man.
Well, and I said in Discord, this kind of signifies that no one's making a move on Lamar. He's not going anywhere. He's going to play this year under the franchise tag for the Ravens. Well, I guess play. He could still hold out, but he's going to be a Raven next year.
Man, he's not going to hold out. That'd be too much money. He'd be giving up. Like it's 35 million? Like there's no way.
Something like that.
Yeah, there's no way you just sit out.
But you're holding out for, you know, hundreds of millions.
No. So there'd be like a specific date he'd have to report to the team to make that 35 million. And so I could see him waiting until that, but if push comes to shove, 35 million is 35 million. Be crazy.
I don't know, I've seen dumber moves by people. So
would you want Odell Beckham Jr. on your team? I mean, you root for the Colts. They have no wide receivers. So
the Ravens have no wide receivers.
They really don't. Yeah.
Oh, I would like Odell on my team if you had him surrounded like how he was for the Rams. If he's your second slash like third ish option. Yeah, he probably has a little left in his tank here.
He was because he was their third receiver, and then Woods got hurt. So they had like Kupp and Woods. And then Woods got hurt, and they had Odell to like fill that in basically. But even then, the ball wasn't going to him on big plays. It was Cooper Kupp.
He had some big plays still, but yeah, when you have Cooper Kupp like that. But yeah, if he's the if he's the number one in Baltimore, I don't think he's the number one still. I mean, he could come back fully healthy. He's still got great hands. If he's still fast and can run good routes, sure.
He's absolutely the number one on their team. Like, it was funny, like the NFL Instagram page was like, oh, this dynamic duo, is the NFL ready for it? And it was Odell and literally a guy I've never heard of before. It's like, who the fuck is that person? What? That's a stretch, dude. Like, good effort.
I'm trying to think of another Raven, like Devin Duvernay.
Yeah, Duvernay. That wasn't the guy they put on there, though.
No. Do they somehow have Sammy Watkins still? I mean, I'm trying to think of receivers they have.
Yes.
Unless he had a rookie that maybe got hurt all last year, possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the point, man. That's the point.
I don't know. But the other news I saw in the NFL was they're trying to push that the Texans might not, because they're kind of saying Bryce Young is going to go number one now.
Right.
Like he's the big favorite to go number one. And they're trying to say that the Texans might not take Stroud at number two. And then the real question is the absolute free for all that will come to trading Arizona the number three pick. I pray to God if that happens that the Colts could somehow jump up one spot. But teams are going to be offering the handful of teams that need a quarterback still. They're going to offer the house for him. CJ Stroud falls to three.
Man, are we really saying that CJ Stroud is worth all that? Like over so just in general, CJ Stroud just as a quarterback talent, are we saying that he so yeah, two questions. Is Stroud good enough to mortgage a bunch of stuff to trade up a couple spots to get him? And is he that much better than Levis?
Yes, he is that much better than Levis. And at least going forward, he's going to be better than Richardson for a little while. Because the problem is,
we're not even bringing up Richardson.
No. So the thing is, it's if you get Stroud, he could be a bust. He could be very mediocre, but there's really two quarterbacks in this draft. And if you don't get one of the two, you're probably looking to next year's draft. So if you mortgage whatever you got this year, if you need a quarterback and you don't want to essentially throw in the towel this year and have some scrub, yeah, they're going to get the offers they want.
Man, it's crazy to me like how much people hate Levis. He's a good quarterback. He's not like great, but
he was a very average quarterback.
I don't see like the big difference between Young and Stroud and the other guys, like other than Richardson. Like Richardson is like one of those physical draft guys who is not actually a good quarterback just because we've seen him be a bad quarterback. And you know, like Josh Allen was a average quarterback in college, but he was also playing with super duper average players, like below average players. And so once
you could say that for Levis, I guess
Once he gets Diggs, then he turns into a really good quarterback that does help. So you know, like, but my point was like Richardson, you know, went to Florida, like played with really good athletes and was not great.
They weren't very good though. That Florida team,
no man,
that was not a very good team.
That team wasn't good. He wasn't very good. Like,
it wasn't because of Richardson. That team in general was just not very good.
Yeah, but like he's just a physical guy, and that's a risk, man.
But you're right. Levis does feel very Josh Allen-ish right now, where the team wasn't very good, but he's big. He's got a cannon of an arm. Do you think it was the team around him, or was it him?
Yeah, could you put him with a good offensive mind and turn him into a good quarterback? That's a question. Yeah, yeah. A couple good things.
He just sucks. That's all I know. He puts mayo in his coffee. That's all I know.
Couple good things in the chat. Caleb Williams going number one next year. Yes.
Yes.
Also Quinn Ewers next year. Yes. So, you know,
there's a lot of quarterbacks coming next year.
It's very clearly Caleb Williams next year, though. Like, it, you know, unless something crazy happens.
Did you see who his quarterbacks coach is going to be now?
Well, is he this quarterbacks coach? Because I just saw like he's like an offensive quality guy or something. It's weird.
I think he's there to work with Caleb Williams.
That's like his only purpose. Totally.
I think that is his only purpose. Yes.
Way, we're talking. We're talking about Cliff Kingsbury, by the way. Who was hired by USC.
And I don't see him lasting more than a year there. This is like an off year. He's like, I'll go help kind of tutor Caleb Williams for the draft.
This is how he gets paid, because nobody's actually going to pay him to be an offensive coordinator yet. They absolutely will next year, and they might in the middle of the season. Like, I could see that happening, like an NFL team firing their offensive coordinator and being like, okay, you're going to be the OC or something like that moving forward.
Especially if Caleb Williams comes out throwing 400 or 500 yards first, like handful of games,
without question. Yep.
And I'm sure SC plays some fucking bums to start too.
Or they're grooming him to be the replacement as their head coach at USC. That could be a thing too.
Because he's going to the NFL. Is that what you're thinking?
Who knows? I think Kingsbury would be a perfect fit for USC. To be their head coach? Are you kidding me? Like, just his whole style it fits USC. He might not be a good football coach, but since when has that mattered for USC?
It doesn't matter.
No. So, all right. Let's see. Staying in the NFL, Jets and Packers still don't have a deal for Rodgers. Not really.
Apparently, the Jets are scared that he's only going to be there for 1 year.
And the Packers want a first-round pick, and they're not willing to give up a first-round pick for a guy who's only going to be there 1 year. And I say, fuck them picks.
Fuck them picks.
Look at my team. My team traded 3 first-round picks for a guy who's played like 2 games. So, fuck him. And got replaced by Mr. Irrelevant.
Who I thought they are actively shopping as well.
Trey Lance? Yeah. There's been talk of them trading him to the Texans just because D'Amico just went to become their head coach.
Well, and the other reason why it sounds like the Texans might not draft Stroud at 2. So.
Yeah. No, for sure. I don't really see that happening just because I think the Niners learned last year what happens if you don't have enough quarterbacks in your room. So, you know, if they do, they'll probably draft a guy, which, you know, who knows? Get Haener as like your third string quarterback. I'll take it.
That Haener, dude got murdered Haener's, in college. He wouldn't survive. Haener's, not survive.
No, not in that offense. Haener's got a lot of Brock Purdy in him, though. Just look at him, man. Short, white, scrappy guy.
Scrappy white guy. Is that what you're saying?
Short, scrappy.
Gym rat.
No doubt.
Fucking gym rat.
Would you rather have Trey Lance or C.J. Stroud?
That's same to you. Yeah.
I don't know. See, they're very similar in my eyes. Like,
Stroud doesn't run. See, they're different.
No.
Stroud is not a very good running quarterback. So at least he got life that he's not going to run and hurt himself. Well, I guess Garoppolo's not a runner. He found a way to.
Yeah. No. Kyle Shanahan finds a way.
there's a will, there's a way. Shanahan will find it.
All right. What else? We got anything else before we move on to lists and stuff? So the JUCO guy, you brought up the JUCO guy that Dana just got. Do you want to talk about him at all?
I mean, it's just at least it's something new. I mean, he shot like 40 some odd percent from 3.
So Jadrian Tracy, JUCO star. He's got 3 years of eligibility if he can get a waiver approved. So that's who we're talking about. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, chip in a chair, essentially. It's a new guy. We don't know if he could shoot or not, really. But at least on paper, he could shoot. And he's, I think, like 6'6 or 6'7. So he's kind of a wing player.
Yeah, 6'6. Went to St. Joe's out of high school, then to Florida Southwest State College. He averaged 15 points a game, shot 44% on threes. Like, shot a lot of threes, too. So it's not like a... You know, he shot 30 of them.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a shooter. He's a shooter.
That's what he does, yep. Also, like 6 rebounds per game with them, too. You know, it's JC, so whatever. But, yeah, if he's a shooter, if he's a guy where it's like you throw the ball down to your bigs all the time and he can actually stand around the three-point line and keep defenses honest, okay.
Like I said, this is still Dana Altman we're talking about. He finds a way to potentially get shooters and turn them into fucking... guys that can't make a shot to save their life.
Amazing. He gets shooters, turns them into guys who can't shoot. He gets bigs, turns them into like small forwards.
I will say, for last year's team, it wasn't lack of openness of threes.
No, it's bricking.
They just missed. Yeah, it's just bricking. So the opportunities are there for open threes for this guy. Hopefully he can just make them. That's all that matters.
Yeah, man. Join the Ducks, shoot 300 threes in a season. Make 45% of them, I'm good. Like, you do that, you're an all Pac-12 player.
Oh, fans will love you.
Oh, look at this. Booble with a quality information drop. Florida Southwest State College notable alumni, Fuzzy Zeller. Now, Fuzzy
That's
Zeller.
That's what we want to know. Racist golfers.
Yeah, Fuzzy Zeller, correct me if I'm wrong. When Tiger Woods joined the PGA, made several comments about watermelon and chicken being available at the That's who Fuzzy Zeller is. And did
surprising
he also,
fact about
did he also comment on female golfers' boobs getting in the way? Was that him
I'm
too?
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But yeah, fun fact about Fuzzy Zeller: he actually has a very tasty vodka named after himself.
Ooh, it's called the Fuzzy Zeller.
I think it's just called Fuzzy Vodka.
Wow. Where can you buy that?
I don't know. Good question.
All right. Well, sponsor the show, Fuzzy.
Oh, God. We'll really get on our right wing fucking rants then, if that's it.
Why are you bringing up old shit, says Booble. That's a good point. Do you have any keeper kicks or anything?
No, I don't.
All right, let's just do our list. So our list this week came from King. I forget why.
The list this week is your top 13s because Tampa Bay has won 13 games to start the season.
That's it. Tampa, the Rays are 13-0 to start the season, and so it's your top things that are number 13. So he sent us a list of like athletes that are number 13, and you know, I was able to come up with a couple of them that are not athletes, and so I feel like they're better.
I have zero athletes. Zero. So.
Good work. The only reason I have an athlete, you will understand when I get to that athlete. So,
but have you by chance looked at the Tampa Rays numbers so far this year?
No, not at all. I know they beat the A's in a series this year, and I barely paid attention to it because none of the games were close.
So here's some quick facts about the Rays so far in their start. Right now, they have hit more home runs. Than three teams in this MLB have scored runs this year.
Jesus.
And on the flip side, they have hit more home runs than they have given up runs in their 13 games.
Is this legit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, 'cause you know, baseball is baseball. Teams can go on runs. And so, and you know, even if, you know, eventually they cool off. So.
Yeah, yesterday they still beat the Sox yesterday, but yesterday they gave up 7 runs, and that I think doubled how many runs they had given up already in the season.
Jesus, name a Ray.
Name a Ray. Yep. Which one do you want?
I got nothing. I cannot name a Tampa Bay Ray.
Randy Arozarena.
Okay.
Probably got like a G-man Choi still.
All right, give me five. Give me five Rays.
There's probably I know there's Paredes. There's two Lowe's, and they both seem to hit home runs against the Sox every game.
That's cheating.
And McClanahan, who's their ace. There you go. There's five.
All right. We got five Rays. top three Tampa Bay Rays. I could not name them.
Wade Boggs.
All right. Let's go. You want to start?
No, I'll start. My number 313 is Assault on Precinct 13.
There you go. Now, you got the OG or the remake?
I would go with the OG one. It's a better film.
There you go. Good call, man. My number three is a Baker's Dozen. 13, man.
13.
You know what? You know what's fun is I actually looked up where that came from, because when I picked a Baker's Dozen, I was like, I don't know why that's actually a thing.
Did they make 13 because... Was one of them like a test one?
No. So apparently in medieval England, there was a law where you could not undersell bread. So like if you were selling somebody a dozen of something, you could not sell them like less than the allotted amount. So like if you were like skimping on the bread, you would literally get arrested for it. And so because of that, they would throw in an extra one to make sure that they were following the laws. And so people would get 13 of them, and that's where it came from, a baker's dozen. Because you order 12, and they give you 13 every single time.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Bread is good.
That used to be a thing, too, man. Like, huge laws. Like, I think they still have laws in France about bread, where it's like they have quality standards. Where you can't
for their baguettes
bread.
For their baguettes
1000%, dude. It's like government mandated. You can't go below a certain quality level in France with your bread. It's pretty
fucking
crazy.
French
with their bread. Too many carbohydrates. All right, let's. Booble's got his number three is A-Rod, greatest Yankee of all time. Wow,
I'll agree that because I hate Jeter so much and all the old guys. Mantle, DiMaggio.
Jita, number two. WCP number two. Says a 13-millimeter wrench or socket can be used on a half-inch nut or bolt. Okay.
It would have been a lot cooler if you called it a spanner.
That might be the nerdiest shit that's ever been in our chat.
Yes.
All right, what's your two?
All right, my number two is 13 Assassins.
Yeah, that's also...
Very long movie, but very good movie.
Also my number two. 13 Assassins. Takeshi Miike, Look it up. It's like three and a half hours, I want to say.
It's long. It's pretty long.
Holy shit. The final battle is like an hour and a half. And yeah. It's never boring. It's really fucking cool, man. So listener, we watched, what was the movie we watched of his? I forget what it's called. It's like Love Something. True Love. Is it True Love, the movie we watched for the movie pod that just wasn't very good? But like, so Mike is like really crazy because he has really shitty movies in a lot of them, but he also has really good movies. Like the ones that are good are fucking elite. And 13 Assassins is probably his best movie. Like, I think I feel comfortable. Yeah. I feel comfortable saying that it's his best movie. So if you haven't seen it, watch it, man. It's phenomenal. Fucking phenomenal. Sticks are phenomenal.
Sticks.
Number two for Booble is Apollo 13, The Ship.
Oh, The Ship. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WCP says his number two is also 13 Assassins. Good call, guys. Good call.
And then I'm with Booble. My number one is Apollo 13, The Movie.
The movie. That's also his number one, by the way.
Yes.
So yeah, Apollo 13 is number two for The Ship. Number one's The Movie.
I was trying to think of some other ones.
Also, WCP says Apollo 13 is his number one.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
There's surprising a lot of movies with 13 in them. Going on 30.
Yeah.
They said the two Assault on Precinct 13.
Friday the 13th, obviously.
Yeah.
So I haven't done my athlete yet. Can you guess who my number one is? Can you guess who my number one is?
I don't know. What scrub is 13 on the Niners? Not Ricky. Ricky Waters?
No. He's a current,
he's
current 49er.
Oh, current. Ooh.
Who wears 13? Holds the ball a lot.
McCaffrey ain't 13.
No, he isn't.
Hopefully it's Trey Lance.
The name is Brock Purdy. Remember it. Mr. Relevant.
I don't know who that is. I don't acknowledge him as a real NFL quarterback.
You're about to know. Brock Purdy, number one with a bullet. Best 13 ever. Better than Dan Marino. Yeah, said it.
Dan Marino stinks.
Yeah. Better than Tom Hanks. Yeah, said it. I don't know why I brought Tom Hanks into this. He's wonderful. All right.
Everyone likes Tom.
You got anything else?
No, not really.
This is the first one we've done like fully without King. Like whenever King isn't here to start, he usually like hops in 10 minutes in. We got no King this week. All right. Well, shit happens. Thank you for sticking with us, guys, and watching and listening anyways. Movie podcast on Sunday is Tetris. Again, that is on Apple TV Plus. And watch it. Listen to us talk about it. It's about Tetris and the guy getting the rights to Tetris from Russia. It's pretty cool. All right.
Cold War Russia is involved.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Booble and WCP saying that it didn't crash this week. Do we blame King for the Twitch crashes?
Mm. Gotta tell you, had a bad feed up in Seattle.
Yes, it's that fucking Husky Wi-Fi, yo. Mm-hmm. He's got to move away. He's like too close to the Mont Lake.
Too close to the Space Needle. Yeah, throwing everything
off. It's a fucking Space Needle taking away his Wi-Fi connection. All right, thanks, guys. See you next week. Bye.